Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The devastation from Hurricane Harvey has been unimaginable. The Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities will be impacted for many years to come, not to mention the impact to the rest of the country due to the lack of production of goods and resources that come from Texas. Those displaced from their homes, businesses, and income will rely heavily on federal, state, and local agencies for assistance. This disaster is reported to be the most significant ever recorded in that area and more devastating than most of us can imagine. It is at times like this we need to consider how prepared we are for similar such catastrophes. Here on the North Coast, we are susceptible to large rain events, which can trigger flooding that historically have isolated Humboldt County. The possibility of a large earthquake like the ones in the early 1990s is always a possibility and would greatly impact our lives. So with this in mind, just how prepared are we to meet the demands of such a disaster? Do we have the infrastructure in place to deal with the same type of issues those in Texas are dealing with now? What if our power supply was disrupted, roads damaged, food supplies temporarily cut off, as well as fuel and heating capabilities abruptly halted? Are we able to deal with such things for our families, and is there ability for state and local government to address the issues? The first thing we should consider is if we have adequate supplies, such as food and water, to care for ourselves for a minimum of 4 to 5 days. In a major incident, you may be on your own for an extended period of time, so it is important to plan accordingly and ensure that you have the necessary items on hand to care for your family and loved ones. What state and county resources can we rely on for assistance in getting at that in a timely and orderly fashion? What contingencies are being made to mitigate these issues on the county level? The county sheriff is director of the County Office of Emergency Services and is tasked with meeting disaster needs at the county level. Having been a member of the sheriff's office for 31 years, 6.5 as a sheriff, I am well aware and qualified to address this topic. Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services is managed by Dory Lonnie, who is extremely talented and proactive. Dory reports directly to Sheriff William Hansel, who is director of the Office of Emergency Services. Dory manages both full-time and volunteer workers who maintain an ambitious training schedule, including participating in disaster response exercises with an emphasis on protection of life and property. The office also works tirelessly after the disaster in mitigating relief efforts for those affected. With that said, I encourage you to consider your part in being prepared, but to also realize that we do have resources available to deal with disasters, which might affect us in the future. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.